So when you get onto a plane, there is the whole airline company, whether it's Delta or United or that is maintaining the plane, and then there is a pilot who is flying the plane. So you get onto the plane, and the plane takes off. In the beginning, it has to move on the ground. It moves faster, 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 and then eventually, when it gets a tremendous speed, then it takes off into the air. And then after flying for a while, it finally reaches its destination where you get down. But there again, you have to get back on the ground, having started from the ground, gone into the air, and then you land back on the ground. So also on the path of spirituality, as we had studied in the beginning of the third chapter, there are two paths, the path of action and the path of knowledge. So you start your spiritual journey with the path of action, with the path of Karma Yoga. So as you do more and more of that, and there, who is your pilot? That's the Guru. And who is the airline? That's the Lord, who is the totality. And so you surrender, just as you surrender to the airline and hope they have maintained the plane. So you surrender to the Lord and make the Guru your pilot. And you take off on this journey, and as you go faster and faster, what it is as you're doing more and more Karma Yoga, your mind becomes purer and purer, and such a mind is then ready to take off into the path of knowledge. So these are not two separate paths, but they are continuation. And then what about the guy who lands on his destination and then gets back into the ground? And that is somebody like Pujya Gurudev, who started as a journalist, went to Tapovan Maharaj, Himalaya, studied under the Guru, and then he came back to work in the world. But his vision, just as when I have reached my destination, it's a different place from where I started. So Gurudev's vision, when he landed back on earth, was so different, where he then became a vehicle for change, vehicle for transformation. So that is the path of Jnana Yoga and the Karma Yoga, and how they are both connected. And even a jnani, or even a path, or a wise person, continues to work in the world, but his vision is different because he has gone through this path of knowledge. So that we had studied in the third chapter. And then Bhagavan Krishna says that there is nobody who can stay in this world without action. He says, Nahi kashchit kshanamapi jatu tishtatya karma krit. He says there is nobody in this world who can stay without action. Even sleeping is an action, because your stomach is working, your heart is working. Even when you're sitting and doing nothing, your mind is active. So what should we do? That is the whole essence of this third verse. And then Bhagwan gives us the two different kinds of individuals, because Arjuna wanted to withdraw from the war and go to the forest and meditate. So Bhagavan says there are two kinds of persons. One who has withdrawn from the world, but his mind is still not purified, is full of vasanas, full of desires, and he's contemplating and brooding upon the sense objects. Mithyachara sa uchyate, Bhagavan says, such a person is a hypocrite. He has withdrawn, he has become a monk or become a priest, but his mind is still full of desires. And then the second kind of individual is one who controls her sense organs or his sense organs by the mind, but then having conserved that energy, karmendriyai karma yogam asakta sa visheshyate, one who puts his organs of action in karma yoga and detached, such a person is excels. So having introduced this subject, now we shall see what are the different kinds of actions and what we should do and how to do it. So verse number 8 talks about the different kinds of karmas. Chapter 3, verse number 8. Niyatam kuru karmatvam. Karma jayo hyakarmanah. Sharirayatrapi chate na prasidyeda karmanah. So, kuru karma tvam. So, you should do karma. Tvam, kuru, you should do karma. Kuru is the imperative case. What kind of karma? Bhagavan says, niyatam karma. What is niyatam? We'll understand that. So, niyatam kuru karma tvam. Do niyatam activities, which are designated activities. Why? Karma jayo hi akarmana. He means indeed, clearly, karma jaya means it is better than akarma. Akarmana. So, karma is better than akarma. Action is better than inaction. Why? Why is action better? Sharira yatra pichate. Sharira yatra means the journey of this body. So, what is the journey of this body? From birth to death. Sharir yatra is different from jivan yatra. Jivan yatra is what is the journey of this jiva, this individual, this mind and intellect and vasanas, this individuality. His yatra is many lifetimes. It keeps on and on. So, jivan yatra is the continuous journey of this jiva over many lifetimes till finally this individual becomes one with God, realizes God's presence within and becomes one. And then that jivan yatra ends. So, here he says, sharira yatra. So, for maintenance of your body in this lifetime, na prasiddhyet is not possible akarmanaha by inaction. So, he says, do your niyatam karma, do your required duties. Why? Because action is better than inaction. And even to maintain the body, you need to act. And for body maintenance, we all understand, you know, for me to maintain my body healthy, I have to do certain things, exercise, eat healthy, all those things. We know, we don't need to dwell on that. Same way for health of my mind, I have to have good emotions, love, compassion, kindness. For maintenance of my intellect, I have to nourish it with good knowledge, with the right knowledge. So, maintenance of this individuality, we already know. But let us talk a little bit about karma. Karma people just say, oh, that's my karma, and they forget about it. But the word karma has so much significance. What I will be able to cover is just a very small part of it, but just some outlines. So, there are five kinds of karmas. Kamya, Nitya, Naimitya, Kartavya and Nishiddha. Kamya karma are selfish desires. Desires, work that is done for a particular desire. By doing this, I will get this or I will get that. And selfish desires, as Gurudev says in his commentary, the more selfish desires we do, the more ego and egocentric desires we do, the thicker becomes the vastness, because desire leads to action. Action leads to, you know, more desire. And as we increase the desire, it strengthens the vastness. And then as the vastness gets strengthened, more desire, more action, more vastness. So slowly, slowly, we go away from the Lord within. It, as Gurudev says, it creates a thick layer of ignorance between me, this BMI, and the Lord that is within. So, kamya karma is what majority of us do. You know, why are we doing it? So, what is in it for me? You know, they say looking out for number one. So, that is the majority of the world lives for doing kamya. And then the last one is nishiddha or forbidden desires. And that obviously we all know. You know, thou shalt not cheat, thou shalt not lie, you know, the Ten Commandments, all the teachings of all the scriptures say. And in this also comes, for example, in politics. Now, what is my duty as a citizen? My duty as a citizen is to go and vote. Now, the vote season is upon us. But what is the duty of the people we elect? They should not just start thinking about themselves. Oh, now that I am elected, let me make a lot of money, let me start an industry where I will profit, or let me get this land so I can do the drilling. So the duty of a politician is, or a leader, is to serve the community. But if he starts doing just for himself, that is nishiddha, that is forbidden. So these two we should avoid, selfish and forbidden. So what is niyatam karma, which Bhagavan tells Arjuna to do? There are three qualifications or three qualities. One is nitya or daily karma. What is daily karma? I get up in the morning, do some meditation or prayer, or maybe take a bath first and then do prayer, depending on, you know, what your daily routine is. Then I, you know, go to work, I earn my living, I come back, I make dinner, and then I go to bed. So these are my nitya karmas. Naimitya karmas are special duties. Like there is Thanksgiving, so we have a family get together, or there is a wedding in the house, or there is a birth, or there is a death. So then there are special duties that are performed on those occasions. And then kartavya means obligatory duties, what I should do. Actually, obligatory can be as these two, daily and special. But most teachers put kartavya as special, that what is my duty. And these three constitute niyatam karma. So like for Arjuna, what was his duty? It was a naimitya duty. It was a special duty. There was an occasion where there was a war against evil. He was on the side of Dharma. And it was his kartavya. It was his obligatory duty to do what he was trained to do. So for us, talking about, they can be all connected. The nitya, naimitya, kartavya can be connected. They are not separate. Like there is a wedding in the house, right? So the man and the woman get married. Now what happens? The duties change. First, like one man asked another, what did you do before marriage? He said, whatever I wanted to. So now his duties change because now he has to, the spouse and they have to take care of each other. But take care of each other not only for the physical relationship, but it is called sahdharma karma. So, chari, sahdharma chari. So, both of them have to encourage each other to grow spiritually in the path of dharma. And then when children come, then duties change further. Now there is another naimitya, special occasion where a child is born. And now the duties change. Now there is a baby in the house. So then the parents, they used to first go out for parties and travel a lot. But now, no, we can't do as much because the baby is there. We have to feed the baby. The baby wakes up at night. So the duties change. So that is from naimitya, it became nitya and kartavya. Now the parents' daily duties are to take care of the child, and that is their obligatory duty. Like a child registers in school. That is, whether you are a student or whether you are a householder, then your duties as a student, as a householder, as a vanaprastha and retired, thank you. And then also whether you are a leader or whether you are a teacher or whether you are a businessman or a worker. So depending on your dharma and depending on your station in life, the duties also change. So there are certain obligatory duties for each station in life. So like now going to Las Vegas. Is it a kamya karma, nitya, naimitya karta? It is a kamya karma, right? It is a desire-prompted activity. I go there to have fun. But when does it become a nishiddha karma? When I get so addicted. Oh, I have to go every week and then I spend hours and then, you know, when I ruin my family, ruin my health, then that same karma becomes nishiddha karma. Also for different people, like for an acharya, for a brahmachari or a swami, for you and me, it may be a kamya karma, but for him, it is a nishiddha karma. He's not supposed to go unless he's going there to give lectures. Like Guruji, Swami Tejomayananda Ji used to come to Kusum's house to give talks. Now, even though he's going to Las Vegas, for him, it is a kartavya karma. Because as a teacher, it is his duty to teach. But then having gone to Las Vegas as a teacher, and then if he goes into a casino, then it becomes nishiddha. So the same karma that may be kamya or nitya for one could be nishiddha for another, depending on your station, depending on your position in life. And then people say, without kamya karma, what is life worth living? Without having desire, without having any fun in life, life becomes boring. You know, people always say that. But what is selfish is where I do for my enjoyment and I don't care what happens to the rest, everybody else. Like, for example, a mother in the house. Now she says, I like this vegetable. I'm going to cook it. I don't care whether my husband or my children like it or don't like it. Will that ever happen? No, never. The mother, the first thing she does, what my son likes, what my daughter likes, what my husband likes, what my mother-in-law likes, father. After all those, and does anybody ask the mother, what do you like? No, because her job from the beginning is sacrifice. And that is, if you want to see somebody truly do a kartavya karma without complaint, that is a mother. So that is the different kinds of karmas. And this is how they should be done. So this Bhagavan says, do your daily duties, special duties, obligatory duties, reduce your desire-prompted activities, and do not do forbidden activities.